Dr. Samuel Roy Dick Dinklick, known from his Patsy Bullock, B-U-L-L-O-C-K, first of all, P-A-T-S-Y. Today's date is 1/22/2013. Patient is a 73-year-old Caucasian female, comes to the clinic with number one sinus trouble. Number two, diarrhea. Number three, sinus congestion. Number four, nasal congestion. Number five, post-nasal breath. Number six, shortness of breath, distant exertion. Number seven, cough, clear sputum production. Number eight, wheezing. Number nine, occasional chest pain. Chest pain is external, no radiation, no associated shortness of breath or distant exertion, no associated nausea. Number nine, carotid plaque disease. Number 10, osteoporosis. Number 11, cholecystitis. Number 12, left ventricular hypertrophy, left atrial enlargement, mitral regurgitation, tricuspid regurgitation, diastolic dysfunction, pulmonary hypertension. Number 13, allergic rhinitis. Number 14, hyperlipidemia. Number 15, hypothyroidism. Number 16, hypertension with hypertensive heart disease without heart failure. Number 18, left renal cyst. Number 19, tobacco abuse. Number 20, hiatal hernia. Number 21, gastroesophageal reflux disease. Number 22, diverticulosis. Number 23, internal hemorrhoids. Number 24, rectal polyps. Number 25, COPD. Number 26, long-time smoker, 50-plus years. Patient comes to the clinic with the aforementioned problems. Describes a pain in the chest, pain in the mid-sternal, no radiation, no associated shortness of breath, distant exertion, no nausea. Patient was last seen in clinic on 1/8/2013. She initially got better and now has gotten, initially gotten better now, and early this week she started getting sick again. See the HPI for complaints, period. In light of her current situation, I'm going to give her a Cleosin 300 TID for 10 days, give her Mucinex 1200 twice a day for 10 days, Allegra 180 Q-day, Robitussin AC, 1 teaspoon, Q, 4-6 hours, period, cough. Her chest x-ray is clear. Oropharynx exam was benign. The plan is to do a renal ultrasound on her. She had a history of left renal cyst, mass, make sure there's not any developing mass, make sure there was only cysts. Number two, next thing is going to be going to schedule a bone density. Patient is estrogen deficient, clinical risk for osteoporosis, Caucasian ancestry, female gender, age greater than 50. She has a history of osteoporosis. I'd like to rule out any worsening osteoporosis. She's currently on no medications except for calcium and vitamin D. We'll do a carotid Doppler study. She has poor carotid pulses. She has a history of carotid disease. We'll have any worsening stenosis. Patient's also going to get an echo due to chest pain. Rule out any worsening valvular disease. Rule out any worsening LVH. Rule out any worsening diastolic dysfunction. Symptoms include shortness of breath, distant exertion, chest pain. Risk factors include age greater than 65, hypertension, tobacco use, hyperlipidemia, sedentary lifestyle. We'll also give her some probiotics. I'm going to write her some Flora Q, one pill twice a day for 10 days. Second thought, I'm not going to give her Cleosin. I'm going to give her Ceftin 500 twice a day for 10 days.